half is only in the tails.
I'll be happy to answer questions.
Any questions about the handout?
Yeah, we don't have John here, and our spreadsheet is not quite ready yet.
It's okay. We really would suggest that we don't wait for spreadsheets, that the spreadsheet could be getting made by you when we do the time we take for our offer. And that'll help us move along a little more quickly since we don't have too many hours left in the day here.
For sure.
Are there any questions about the offer?
Well, did you go through it?
Well, I can read it. Can you read it?
I'm just, out of the audience, I don't think.
All right, we'll read through it then.
We're accepting the Senate Managed Care non-administrative rateable reduction, except we're going to 2% only. That's $125.9 million towards the Senate. We accept the Senate SOS dental clinic spending. That's $800,000. We are dropping our fee-for-service 7% rate increase and HMO 1% cut. That's $31.5 million towards the Senate. The House...
Can I just stop you for a minute?
Sure.
I believe we got a memo saying that there was no fiscal note to justify this $31.5 million. Is that correct? There was a memo from DHS like that. It was based on... It was based on an HMOs being over 6%, and nobody is over 6%.
We think this is different, but we'll have to go up and check on that, obviously. For a House adds managed care surcharge payback that the Senate has up to $71 million. And we exclude mental health services from the MA cut to Medicare, which the Senate has proposed. That's $4.9 million. We correct a MinCare managed care withhold error. That's the 3.2. And we're dropping the school-based mental health cut fiscal year 11, making it optional in the next biennium. So for fiscal year 11, that's a $4.8 million move towards the Senate. And eight is the House drops the DHS Central Office fiscal year 10 add-on cut, $4 million. And on an item that doesn't show any money, we are suggesting that we sunset the specialist cuts in fiscal year 2014.
Are there any questions? Senator Lynch.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Huntley, on item number 7, the option, it says it's optional for K-12 budget to pay for grants in FY 12 and 13. Can you elaborate a little bit more on what you're asking or suggesting in line 7?
Yeah.
Representative Huntley.
We're not providing the money in the next fiscal biennium, but we're just so we're not going to give them any money out of the DHS budget.
They're not paying for it in the tails. Senator Lynch.
Madam Chair and Representative Huntley, I suspected that that was the case. I thought it was interesting that a notation was made that perhaps another budget division would be interested in picking this up.
Madam Chair.
Representative Thiessen.
It's kind of like what you did with the corrections budget.
Well, Representative Thiessen, at least we were working off of an interagency agreement, and we were just suggesting it be a true interagency agreement. Since you've already agreed with us on that item, perhaps we don't need to discuss it further.
Well, I'm just saying that's the precedent.
You're not sharing this with the schools even. You're taking it away from them, I would say.
Well, just like you took the corrections, and we agreed to take it from the corrections. Same exact thing.
Questions about this offer?
Madam Chair.
Representative Abler.
Thank you. I have number one, the managed care non-admin, would that include the county-based as well?
I believe so, although I know there's effort to work on making this reduction somewhat like the reduction that the legislature took last year on the administrative side, where we made it be an average reduction rather than a plan-by-plan directive. cut that much in the rates. Are you familiar with that, how that works? It's a cap on administrative expenses, but it's an average cap across the plans.
Madam,
I know there's an effort going on to try to see if that can be done with this.
Yeah, and I just hope that, I mean, the county, the other ones, I mean, it's the offers and discussions about what to do to HMOs is what it is, but the county-based ones, I mean, you know all about this. They're in just such a different position. And when they lose money, it goes back on the property tax, but they're levy limits, so they probably can't even go
after
that.
I understand, Representative Abler, and I'm not against county-based purchasing, but the same thing is true for some of our really, really small commercial plans as well. And I think, you know, the fiscal situation that the state is in, I think we're probably at a point where we need to be trying to use our most efficient providers.
And Madam Chair, I guess Representative Huntley, another question. Number five, this mental health services from MA to the Medicare rate to match, MA to match Medicare. That's not the entire amount. That's a considerable part for the mental health part. What other services are still part of that? What kind of categories would MA be ahead of Medicare rates?
It's primarily specialists, and to be blunt, psychiatrists make less than family practice docs, so we're trying to not do the cuts to them.
We would like to get a list of that, since the Senate never actually even had a hearing on this proposal, and we know that it had pretty devastating effects on mental health, but we're not sure what else it does. So if you could get that for us, I think that'd be helpful.
And
other questions?
Just Madam Chair, Mr. Representative Huntley, Representative Norris would be happy that you're working in the dental clinics. So thank you.
The question I have about that is that I thought that was included in your budget already. You had an overall amount that wasn't broken down based on individual parts of state-operated services. So for me, it isn't clear if you're adding this to your overall amount or if you're making an offer that was already in your position.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
The department was telling us that we were not providing enough funding to do what we were asking them to do in the rider.
So this is a spreadsheet correction?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just, you know, that's fine. We're going to be making spreadsheet corrections also, but when we're adding up the money, I don't think that should be part of an offer. Any other questions?
Madam Chair, I'm sorry to have so many questions, but there's not much detail on these sheets here. On number
four,
the managed care surcharge payback, is that the 1.3 in July of 2011, or when was that payback? Well, there's 71. There's $71 million on line four.
Yes, there is.
Madam Chair and Representative Abler, this is in all 3 years. We're not sure of the percentage because we haven't had enough time to get DHS to make a response on that yet.
Okay.
So I might just add that this is somewhat in the line of a spreadsheet correction as well, because there was a payback in the bill at one point and it got taken out.
As one of the offers.
And now it's getting put back in.
Thank you.
Other questions? Seeing none, then, being that it's 20 to 5, I think we could be ready to give you an offer in an hour at 20 to 6. So we'll be in recess till then.
That they were trying to